you caught this guy today, but I guess you first found out he was in your area yesterday. Can you kind of walk me through the circumstances under which you were alerted that he was around?
If you go back to 4:30 a.m. Eastern time yesterday, one of our officers was checking on a pickup truck with a guy sleeping in it at one of our hotels, and as soon as he woke the guy off, he took off in the truck. He fled into the next county. We're right on the border with Lorain County, and we called our chase off because it was getting a little hairy. Well, it wasn't 15, 20 minutes later, he came racing right back into our town from that other county, and he hit a curb and disabled this pickup truck and ran off. Well, the pickup truck was stolen in West Virginia. The license plate that's on it was stolen in Pennsylvania, and he fled into some woods and, you know, subdivision in this area. Now, that was the last we saw him. We looked for him for about 10 o'clock, and around this time yesterday, we figured out who he was from evidence that was left in that truck, and we put the word out. We got pictures of him, and around 1 o'clock Eastern time, a local resident spotted him walking one of our main thoroughfares and called us, and as soon as he saw the police car, he took off. And we have mutual aid agreements with a number of the surrounding suburbs. We're a suburb of Cleveland, by the way. And about 20 minutes later, he was seen inside a local nursing home, and there was a patrolman right behind him, and they had a little wrestling match. He didn't want to give up his hands, but we got him arrested. He's in our city jail right now. He's being difficult. He won't let us photograph him or fingerprint him. That's fine. We'll wait him out. And we haven't made a decision about what we want to do as far as charges. You guys have some super serious things you'd like to deal with him over down there. We have some felonies, but they kind of pale in comparison to what you have. And I just hope his victims take a little comfort in the fact that he's locked up here thousands of miles away. We're aware of his escape background, and we're taking that into consideration. And you know, we'll confer with our prosecutor, but this decisions about extradition and stuff like that, they're made at a level a little bit higher than us.
Were the people in the nursing home in any danger?
No, I don't think so, because while we had the one caller on the phone, she said, there's a policeman right behind him. So we felt pretty good about that. But yeah, he's, you know, he's a pain. He's difficult, and who knows what he would have done. But it worked out good.
What kind of shape is he in? I mean, he's been gone now for almost a month.
He could use a shower. Clean pair of clean set of clothes, and we'll be happy to give him those when he starts settling down. He rode this bicycle, which isn't his, I believe, you know, through some woods, so he's a little cut up, but not in bad shape. And like I said, we didn't really have to go too hard on him to get him. He encountered one of our youngest, fittest policemen, so he came out on the bottom end, but not too bad off.
Well, I'm told when he escaped from Caldwell County here, he was clad only in boxer shorts, so he must have picked up clothing somewhere along the way, along with numerous vehicles while he was out.
Well, you know, they say the truck stolen in one state, license plate in another. He's quite the world traveler, but hope to have brought it to an end here.
What did he? Can you tell me what he had in the truck that led you to believe this was who he is?
I'd rather not go into that, okay. But it was compelling, and it turns out we're right.
Yeah, okay. Any indication of where else he'd been? If he isn't talking, I don't suppose he's going to tell you that. But
No, not really.
Okay.
And like I say, we'll see. And in the end, we're not too interested in that. We are sending out information to the surrounding communities. If anybody, you know, he seems to favor these big Ford pickup trucks. So, you know, if anybody's missing a big Ford pickup truck, we might be able to point you in the right direction once if he decides to, you know, speak with us.
Did you treat this fellow as being particularly dangerous when you
brought him? Well, we had no information that he was armed, but the offenses that he's accused of in your community would certainly give anybody pause, and that's why we got that info out along with his less-than-flattering mugshot pictures, because, you know, we want people to be aware. And look, it worked out perfect.
It sounds
news media publishes pictures, citizens sees pictures, call police arrest bad guy.